Welcome back to Time for Nach. We are up to the five Megillahs. What are the five Megillahs? We have Shir Hashirim, we have Rus, we have Eicha, and we have Koheles, and of course, finally, Esther. That's the order we're going to be learning them in. They are between 4 and 12 Prakim each. The word Megillah itself, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach, says because they are short, written on parchment, they're rolled easily. The word Megillah, liglol, is to roll. The word Megillah also has the connotation of the word to reveal, galos, because they reveal much about various different important things, whether it's love of Hashem, Shir Hashirim, closeness through tragedy, that's Eicha, life goals, perspective, hestaponim, and running the world, which is Megillas Esther, and of course, loyalty. It's interesting that these aren't in chronological order. In other words, Shir Hashirim, Rus, Eicha, Koheles, and Esther, they're not in the right chronological order. Rus would have been the first one, because that's written in the time of the Shoftim. Shlomo HaMelech, of course, who wrote Shir Hashirim much later, although Esther is correctly at the end. But nevertheless, this is the accepted order. Why is it like this? I'm not 100% sure, but this is the right order. Although it is interesting that the Gemara Bava Basra, Yudal Adam HaBeis, and the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tesvav, doesn't have it in that order, but the accepted order is as we're going to do it. And there is a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah when these Megillahs are read, that we know from Megillas Esther, but also the other ones as well. What is Shir Hashirim? The Shir Hashirim was written by Shlomo HaMelech. It's a love song. The Rambam writes that this is the classic love song. It's expressing closeness between us and Hashem. This is a moshel for Ava. This is the paradigm of Ava, love between us and Hashem. When was it written? So either when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash or at the very end of Shlomo's life. Rashi says, right at the beginning of the Shir Hashirim, Shlomo saw that Klal Yisrael will be exiled many times over, and therefore he wrote this Shir Hashirim, or he revealed, so to speak, the relationship between us and Hashem, in order to give us hope that the relationship will flourish again. And there are five sections in Shir Hashirim. Just in terms of themes, before I forget, we have Yetzias Mitzrayim in there, Matan Torah, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, exile and destruction. The Malbim says that it also connotes, the Shir Hashirim connotes the struggle between Guf and Neshama, body and soul, physical and spiritual. The soul is, of course, the connection to Hashem. What are the five sections? So basically the first starts at the beginning, it ends midway through the second Perek, a Pasuk Zayin of the second Perek. That is talking about Shlomo HaMelech being asking for a heart that would listen. That's the parable of a mate yearning for a loved one and their ultimate connection. That's number one. Number two is the remaining of Perek 2. That is the lover chasing the mate, but she's hiding, she can't come. That corresponds to the lower level prophecy Shlomo receives when he begins to build the Beis HaMikdash. Number three is the beginning of the third Perek to the beginning of the fifth Perek. This is where the mate finds her loved one outside the city and brings her back, with the Benos Yishlaim chasing after and bring her back. That is the prophecy that Shlomo receives after building the Mikdash. Number four is the rest of Perek 5. That is where the mate returns to her home and the lover has to wake her up, ignoring her refusals. But when she finally wakes up, he's gone. That is Shlomo's sins with foreign women, as the Gemara Shabbos full details, and Hashem saying to him, "Shuvah before it's too late." The final bit is Perek, the end bit, really, the beginning of the sixth Perek to the end, or towards the end of the eighth Perek. That is a deep love that Benos Yerushalayim can't break. That is when the soul is reunited with its creator. There are much deep things to talk about in terms of Shir Hashirim. The Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei, says that Rabbi Kiva holds that there was no day more worthwhile than the day Shir Hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. All Svarim are Kodesh, but Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. The Zohar writes that the Shir of Shlomo HaMelech was unparalleled, even the more in the Moshe Rabbeinu Shirim. And of course, we know when we say Shir Hashirim, some people say it Friday night, other people say it on Seder night, we see it's very special indeed. Having said that, let's go straight into the first Perek of Shir Hashirim. Let's see, with our introduction, let's see what we can achieve in terms of understanding the first Perek. So Shlomo HaMelech talks about, it's quite actually very hard to summarize Shir Hashirim, so forgive me, but nevertheless, Shlomo HaMelech speaks back Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the sin of the golden calf, the Mishkan. He says, forging a meaningful relationship with Hashem is much more greater, much bigger, greater, more important than physical pleasures. Due to Hashem's many miracles, Hashem's reputation has become renowned even among the other nations. Shlomo asks Hashem, draw us near to him, show your love for Klal Yisrael. Hashem has protected us through darkness. That's what, you know, that's what people in a relationship do. They protect each other. Shlomo insists that his sins are not an inherent part of him and they can be discarded easily. In other words, it's a very important point. If you can wash off a sin, it shows it's not really part of who you are. Hashem says that, look, you know, even though Klal Yisrael have requested, open our hearts, in other words, discover his truth. But Hashem says, if you can't come to Hashem on your own, and so you can't make it, you don't have the wherewithal, you don't have the kochas, then at least follow the path of your ancestors, and through that, you'll have a good relationship with Hashem. Hashem provided Klal Yisrael with miracles, with kindness, but we've responded on occasion with being ungrateful. Nevertheless, Hashem's forgiven us for our sins. They can be washed off. They're not part of us inherently, and even provide for us to build a Mishkan and rest his Shechina. That's the first parak of Shir HaShirim.